You are listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Anglican Father Christopher Moody of St. Alphege's Church in Greenwich, London, is expressing hope that Pope Benedict XVI's September 14th through 16th visit to Lebanon will encourage unity among the Middle East's Christians, reinforce their commitment to peace, and encourage them to stay in the region. The main purpose, of course, of Pope Benedict's three-day visit is to deliver to the bishops of the Middle East the conclusions of their 2010 synod, at which many expressed distress over the exodus of Christians from the region. Father Moody says the Anglican Communion shares these concerns.
Yes, I mean, we're aware of it because we do have our own churches in the Middle East, but we're also aware of Copts leaving Egypt, and it's been going on for, you know, something like 20 years, really. A lot of the communities are much smaller than they were, for instance, in eastern Turkey. So it is a concern, and it's a sadness, particularly. I mean, it was devastating, the war in Iraq and the impact that that had on a most ancient Christian community. And it's such a wonderful history of these communities in the Middle East that it's sad to see it diminishing in this way, and also in the Holy Land as well.
Do you think that the voice of the Pope will reach far enough to stop some of the violence and the tensions that we're seeing in the Middle East?
I think it will certainly help in Lebanon, and if we can also draw together more as Christians of different denominations in the Middle East, I'm sure that the Pope can be a sign of unity, and I hope that it will help to protect the Christians there.
You say you hope the Christians of the Middle East join together, but also it's up to us as Christians in the West. No?
And we should certainly remember them and pray for them, and we should keep them in our prayers on a regular basis, yes, and not just look after our own parochial concerns.